Yes, obviously we've been Lancashire for a week, the northwest of England for a while now. We've had a few clubs, so delighted to get back. And as you said, it's a beautiful day here today, and it reminds me of Houston.
You got back here just in time for a trip to Austria with the boys. How was it?
That was fantastic. I've never been to Austria pre-season before, but I'd heard various stories about it, and we went for the 6 days, and it was six hard working days, and it was fantastic. The facilities were great. We had three training sessions a day. It allowed you that. There was no distractions, and all the boys worked really, really hard, and I think everybody enjoyed it.
Does it change the way you work pre-season, or since you've been at Burnley, Wigan, these clubs around here, are you pretty much to the same routine at this time of year?
Well, I think there's nothing beats hard work. Everybody's got to get, this is the time you get your fitness base, your stamina. But I think nowadays, whereas when we've came through playing into doing that, there's sports science people at every club, and they're so important just now. And we probably take a lot of the fitness advice from them with the studies and everything else that they've done. We're looking to use their expertise in certain runs and the amount of times you do the runs and stuff like that. That's changed from when we were doing it. But it definitely helps, there's no doubt about it. I mean, scientifically, it proves, and it's definitely improved since then.
Talking on a sort of semi-regular basis with players who you had at Burnley with Owen, Sandy, they talk about the team spirit of that time that you had. Are you and Owen still very much huge believers that if you get the team spirit right, you've won half the battle?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think all the successful teams in the world, they'll tell you they've had a tremendous team spirit in the dressing room, because the team spirit sometimes gets you through the hard times. We know everything's not going to be plain sailing. It's not going to be going as easy as you would like. But that team spirit and the togetherness, it pulls teams through. And certain individuals in that group, they obviously make it. But there's no doubt about it. As a team, if you've got a tremendous team spirit, you'll be successful in your own right.
You undoubtedly need talent, of course, but the team spirit can take you on that next step, can't it? Do you believe it did in your time with Burnley?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think any team wins it with individuals. An individual can win you a certain game, but I think when you go through a successful period of time, a longer period of time, it's the team spirit. And I think if you look at somebody like going back, Leicester, not that long ago, I think their team spirit, you wouldn't say their players were valued the highest in England, but they'd have tremendous team spirit, and every single game they went out with that team spirit, everybody wanted to help each other, and look how successful they were.
I remember speaking to Owen just before you were appointed, and he said, "You're very much your own man. There's no point the two of you agreeing on everything." He turns 50 today. Is he getting any more grumpy or not?
What I will say, he's got tremendous enthusiasm. And I think if you ask every single player here for how little time he's been here, his enthusiasm is second to none. There's no doubt about it. We stayed together for 18 months when we were in Houston. Grumpier? I'll leave that to him to answer. But as I said, he's really enthusiastic, and that rubs off on players. And it's like training. You come in from Monday to Friday and you work really hard. The be all and end all is a game on either the Saturday or midweek. But it's so important that we get, you talk about the team spirit from Monday to Friday, and everything else in the dressing room, as I said, his enthusiasm, it rubs off, and it even rubs off on me, but I'm older than him.
You share the philosophy, don't you, that attacking football is the way?
We like to see fans entertained. We believe that they'd like to come in entertained. You ask me, I'm a defender. I'd rather see a 1-0 win than a 5-4 win. But if you ask every fan that's paid their money, they would rather see a 5-4 win. Owen's a bit similar with that. He was a forward, he was a striker. He loves to see people hitting the back of the net. As I said, I prided myself in getting clean sheets because I was at the other end of the pitch. So that way we differ a little bit, but as long as the outcome's the same, we don't care.
What's he like to work with? Does he ever have a bad day in terms of not that enthusiastic, because every time you see him about the place, it always seems the same?
No, I think, everybody has bad days, there's no doubt about that, but he hides it well. He probably hides it better than a lot of other people. I know him as well as anybody. So, no, his enthusiasm when he comes into training from start to finish is the same, and it always has been, and he's never lost that. And hopefully he continues that, because it's one of his good traits.
Is there a good cop, bad cop, or are you both pretty good?
No, he tries to make that he's a good cop and I'm the bad cop. Believe me, he puts up certain scenarios that I end up the bad cop. But I always let the players know when he goes away.